Alan, who's a great handler, world-class handler, tell him what journey it takes to go from your home in Dundee, what you have to do to get to his place up in Orkney and Sandy.
He lives in a very small island in the northeast of Scotland, Sandy. It's got 535 normally population. There's been 534 for the last 50 days. But from my house, the last time I went with my partner Wendy, I cycled 4 miles down to Dundee train station. I get the train up to Aberdeen. I get the night ferry to Kirkwall. I stay in a youth hostel. I get the first ferry. It goes by Edie. You get to Sandy. Now, it's only about 12 miles long. He stays at 11.55 miles. It's got a total of 72 tarred roads. Is that how many times? I've got no idea. So anyway, we cycle, there's a head on the rain, all the way up. We're going to the door and it's, far have you been? There's no tea, the kettles are cold.
Another word, I live a long way away, yeah. Well done, thank you very much. Thanks for your help.
Bye, friend.
Can I get another right here, please? Thank you.
Ruby, what's up?
Thank you very much, mate.
That was cool.
What, do I say something? Or?
Sure, absolutely. You can even sit if you want.
Yeah, well done. He's struggling. I'd just like to, first of all, thank the organisers for, allowing me to take part. Because obviously that's the first thing. I first sort of made serious plans for this race about 18 months ago. Mainly for two reasons. I mean, I've been involved in ultra distance running for 20 years this year. That was one. And the other one, obviously, I was 60 last October. And I wanted to do something a bit different from the normal races in 2014. And because I've always specialised in fixed distance and measured and timed races rather than trail ultras, obviously the longest one in the world had an appeal for me. I don't know why, but so anyway, that was the background to it, and that's why I'm here, really. And I'm absolutely sort of overjoyed that I managed to finish, especially as Sir Hishnu said, on day 19 or 20, you'd have got very, very long odds against me standing here today. It did take an inhuman effort trying to get those 70 miles back. And the way I did it was just trying to run the furthest I could every day. And I thought, well, there's nothing else I can do. If I do that, then I've got a chance. And then as I sort of grew into the race, the distances went up and up. And I found I could keep on knocking out 63, 64, 65 miles, and then basically clawed my way back up the ladder. But it was an inhuman effort, really. But anyway, I'd just like to thank everyone involved in the race, obviously the organisers, the incredible lap counters. I've lost count of how many, I mean, nearly everyone seems to be a lap counter. obviously the kitchen staff, who we don't see much of, but obviously are working away just as long hours as we are. Really everyone involved in the race, the drivers, just everyone, just who makes this incredible event work every year. What else? Something else I was going to say. I owe a debt of gratitude. I owe a debt of gratitude to both three of my handlers, Tim, Tarit, and Alan. Especially Tarit and Alan, because they did greatly extend their stays, because they realised that I needed the support. And Alan obviously got the glory leg. Obviously without them it wouldn't have happened, to be honest. Because I just had to keep moving, sort of 18 hours a day. Yeah, that's it really. So thanks for giving me the opportunity, and I'm delighted to be the first person over 60 to do it. And I'm sure that other people will come forward now they know that, well, I mean, I don't think it's anything to do with 60. If you're fit enough, you can do it, whether you're 60 or 70. But I think now that once it's been done once, it sort of gives other people ideas and they think, oh, he's done it and I beat him in such and such. So maybe other people will give it a try. And I know some very good runners have tried it before, but something's gone wrong. And I'm sure other people have come out of the woodwork now and have a go. So it all expands sort of what's human performance and human possibilities, really. And I'm lucky enough to be the first. So I'm sure there'll be a second and a third. Thank you very much. Oh yeah, I wanted to say that. I'm very sorry. I've hardly said anything when I'm running. I've hardly spoken for 7 weeks. Mainly because for me to do what I do, I have to focus incredibly hard. That's just the way I do it. I don't listen to things, and I do this focusing, and I can't talk and focus at the same time. So people think I'm a very unfriendly bloke, but I can be quite a nice fellow actually. But it's just that. I let Alan do the talking. Yeah. But it's just the way I have to operate. I can't do it chatting and listening to things. I need this iron will and iron focus, and that's just the way I have to do it. But I can start talking now. So.
What, you got 5,000 K?
Yeah, well, I can talk because I do that now. Yeah. But yeah, that's why I just have to. It's just I have to do this focusing, and even more so in an event with like this, which is just so. I mean, this is the hardest thing I've ever done by 100. You know, as you could probably tell. You know. Yes, that's it. I better stop talking. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's that way.